Doctors and nurses who take care of people experiencing homelessness in Boston are concerned about what they describe as a significant level of hesitancy surrounding COVID-19 vaccines. They say they're particularly concerned about reluctance among people of color and the systemic racism that underlies it. WQBUR's Lynn Joliker reports.
You get your vaccine sticker.
Oh, my vaccine sticker. Thank you very much.
When Boston Healthcare for the Homeless program started vaccinating adults staying in homeless shelters 3 weeks ago, they found excitement at every stop. At Pine Street Inn, doctors, nurses, and shelter staff members applauded dozens of shelter guests who got the shots. 50-year-old Jeffrey Davis was one of them. He says he took the vaccine because COVID-19 scares him.
I was afraid of dying from it, to tell you the truth.
But that initial rush for the vaccine dropped off much more quickly than expected, according to registered nurse April Donahue. She's Associate Director of Clinical Operations at Healthcare for the Homeless.
Our first day at the Southampton shelter, we were very excited to have 90 guests that were ready to be vaccinated that morning. And we held a clinic the following Wednesday, similar amount of folks in the building, and we were only able to find 14 guests to vaccinate.
The organization's clinicians report they've administered first doses to just over 500 people staying in Boston's shelters, including family shelters. That's 25% of those eligible. Among shelter staff, 56% have taken the vaccine. Second doses start next week. Dennis Watkins got vaccinated without hesitation. He became infected with the coronavirus in the spring and was asymptomatic. But the 60-year-old says he knows he could still be at risk.
When they were talking about this new variant, so I said to myself, I don't want to get reinfected.
Watkins is staying at a shelter run by Boston-based St. Francis House in a former Brighton hotel. It opened a couple of months ago to help depopulate some of the large shelters. Watkins was staying at one of those when he got the virus. He says he's talked with some people at the shelter who are refusing the vaccine.
Because they think that it was too quick. You know, they came up with it too quick. And I said, no. I said, I'm going to trust the science. Because if it was too quick and it was dangerous for us, they wouldn't be giving it to us, right?
Watkins, who is Black, says he's trusting despite the long history of injustices committed against the Black community by the medical field. Those include the Tuskegee syphilis experiment. Thinking about that tragic part of history, Watkins says that was back then. Dr. Jessie Gaeta, Chief Medical Officer of Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, says while she and her colleagues are seeing vaccine hesitancy across the board, it's most pronounced among Black people in the shelters.
I can think of a gentleman who said, like, are you crazy? You think that I'm going to let you inject something into me that you're telling me is this thing? Why would I believe you? He didn't actually talk specifically about so many examples of really unjust treatment of Black people and by the medical establishment, but that was like underpinning and it sort of went unsaid. And that's happened in a lot of conversations.
Gaeta says she responds to people by saying she understands their mistrust and she knows they just want to protect themselves. Healthcare for the Homeless is collecting information on the race and ethnicity of people in shelters who are getting the vaccine. As of now, almost 46% of the shelter guests vaccinated are white. 37% identify as Black. 16% identify as Hispanic. 3% are Asian. The organization is awaiting data from the city to see how those percentages compare to the shelter population as a whole. 57-year-old Ron Humphreys is one of the people experiencing homelessness in Boston who has, to this point, said no to the COVID vaccine.
It's a series of events that led up to my apprehension or paranoia or just being highly suspicious.
Those events that have led to Humphreys questioning a lot of people and institutions, in this case the healthcare industry and government, include when he learned the accurate histories of colonialism and slavery, and his own experiences with racism. As a Black Metco student from Roxbury going to school in a wealthy South Shore town, and as a young man trying to get a break as a fashion designer in Boston.
I would so desperately want to be an equal or to be able to walk into an establishment and be looked at not different.
He adds to the list the pharmaceutical industry's role in fueling the opioid epidemic and his belief that drug companies have in the past colluded with the Food and Drug Administration to make big profits. So now, on the vaccine, he waits.
I'm going to take a step back and watch and see what happens. You know, and of course, there's a lot of questions is this something that, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, they're going to discover that as a result of people taking the vaccine, you know, all these other health issues.
But Humphrey says he'll continue seeking out information and words of wisdom that will help him reevaluate his perspective and possibly change his thinking. His aunt asked him to keep an open mind about the vaccine. Dr. Jesse Gaeta asks people who are hesitant if there is someone like that, a person whose opinion on the vaccine they would respect and want to know before making a final decision. She worries reluctance, much of it stemming from systemic racism, will harm the patients she cares for.
It's devastating to know that we've got this amazing tool, that it is probably going to offer a survival advantage to people that take it, and the sooner the better.
She and her colleagues will keep returning to the shelters, along with going to people living on the streets. They say they hope they can get to a level of vaccination that can really protect the homeless community and that they can administer the shots equitably. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.